Good day, friends. It's Wednesday, the 29th of April, and we are soon to head into the month of May, which generally means winter is coming. The mornings and evenings are getting cooler, but we look to have a beautiful day ahead of us again today to enjoy in some way God's provision. Whatever you are facing, we stop and to center ourselves in quiet stillness before God, because he has given us this world and given us our breath, and in so doing we are able to overcome and celebrate whatever is ahead of us. So hit pause, friends, and let's be still. The reading comes from Exodus 18, as the children of Israel have overcome a battle, not only of Pharaoh, but also a combat with the Amalekites, and they are now in the middle of the Sinai. 18 verse 1. Now Jethro, the priest of Midian and father-in-law of Moses, heard of everything God had done for Moses and for his people Israel, and how the Lord had brought them out of Egypt. After Moses had sent his wife Zipporah away, his father-in-law Jethro received her and her two sons. One son was named Gershom, for Moses said, "I have been a foreigner in a foreign land." And the other was named Eleazar, for he said, "My father's God was my helper and saved me from the sword of Pharaoh." Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, together with Moses' sons and wife, came to him in the wilderness, where he was camped near the mountain of God. Jethro had sent word to him, "I, your father-in-law Jethro, am coming to you with your wife and her two sons." So Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and bowed down and kissed him. They greeted each other and went into the tent. Moses told his father-in-law about everything the Lord had done to Pharaoh and the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and about all the hardships they had met along the way, and how the Lord had saved them. Jethro was delighted to hear about all the things the Lord had done for Israel in rescuing them from the hand of the Egyptians. He said, "Praise be to the Lord who rescued you from the hand of Egypt and of Pharaoh, and who rescued the people from the hand of the Egyptians. I know now that the Lord is greater than all other gods, for he did this to those who treated Israel arrogantly." Then Jethro and Moses' father-in-law brought a burnt offering and other sacrifices to God, and Aaron came with all the elders of Israel to eat meat with Moses' father-in-law in the presence of God. Wow. I like this because there's a testimony of the friendship or the genuine respect that Moses had established as he spent his time in the desert and as he met his future father-in-law. There's something to be said for the respect of elders in this story, this encounter. Even though Moses himself now was a well-known leader, yes, the story of the Exodus from Egypt would have been prominent across that land, even though it was distant, Bedouins and people would have travelled and passed the story on, and the defeating of the Amalekites. So there's this a sense that even with Moses' great achievements, he had this genuine respect of elders, of his father-in-law, and the testimony that his life was meant something to Jethro. So this is an encouragement to me and to each of us to love and to live honorably with those older, those who have wisdom, and that our lives may be a testimony that calls others to worship God, to tell the story of what God is doing in our lives, to share openly our gratitude to God with those who are older than us or those who are around us, so that they may see what God is doing in our lives personally. You know, a lot can be said for that instead of trying to witness or to change someone's perspective, but to actually glorify God in people's presence with the things that he has blessed us with or taken us through. So never diminish your testimony of expression and our respect of those older. There's a lot to be said about who this person Jethro was and how he had some leadership or some act of worship, because it's true that people in that culture, the oldest of the tribe or the family group, would act as the leader of their worship in some way in the household. So mums and dads, what we do in our home has impact even as you get older. So much to learn from this little encounter, or big encounter. Let's look at Proverbs 11, starting in verse 11. Through the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked it is destroyed. Whoever bribes their neighbor has no sense, but the one who has understanding holds their tongue. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret. Wow, blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. Well, I just immediately think of our leadership and our Premier and also our Prime Minister. May they be upright men and women, so our nation can get back on its feet in a speedy way. God bless, friends. May we be careful with our words. May we lift people up with what we say. May we be an example to our family and respect those around us, especially those older. Talk to you on Friday.